Over the last few months, we've been asking you to share with us any encounter with a book or a painting or a movie or a piece of music that somehow changed your life. Bruce Blakiston has a typical office job, but he told us his off hours are consumed by an unusual hobby. So I called him in Washington, D.C. to ask how a movie that he saw as an 8-year-old inspired a 50-year-long obsession.
Believe it or not, it was the 1958 movie The Vikings with Kirk Douglas, Tony Curtis, Ernest Borgnine. This was a movie that my mother took us to. She thought it would be educational, and little did she realize it really was.
And you saw this movie, and what was the revelation that it brought to you?
Well, it was a big swashbuckling movie.
The Vikings! Turn back! It's the Vikings!
Lots of action, lots of noise, and throwing people to the wolves. That was sort of interesting. And running around with swords and everybody screaming Odin. That was sort of interesting to a fourth grade boy. But when I saw the ships sailing across the fjords,
make sail for Longsound!
These beautiful long ships under oars or under sail, I thought, oh, I'd love to do that someday. And now I do.
How did you get from being an 8-year-old to being involved with longships?
I think it increased my appreciation for history. I think it made history more real to me and created sort of a fascination with this period. When I was in college, we had already started a medieval reenactment organization going by the thumping name of the Maryland Medieval Mercenary Militia. It was the 60s, what can I say? And we bid $101 on a U.S. Navy motor whaleboat from 1954, as I remember. And we won the bid, and we ripped all the insides off, sold the engine to pay for the transportation, and converted it into a small Viking ship.
And then, so you, instead of being engine-powered, you put in oars and slaves? How did you manage?
The Vikings didn't use slaves to row their ships. They were essentially warriors, and you did your own rowing.
Hey, Lightfoot, how's the boat coming along?
She'll be ready in a week.
But we essentially ripped out all the side benches. We put in crosswise seats known as thwarts. We cut oar ports through one of the strakes on the hull. We found ourselves a whole bunch of 9-foot oars.
Well, she's no sea dragon, but she'll do for a toy.
And we ran her under 10 oars or one square sail.
And you ran her where? In what body of water?
Mostly up and down the Severn River. We'd drop in on Annapolis occasionally. We'd embarrass people at the Naval Academy, rowing by, singing body songs.
But this didn't end as a college prank. You kept up this fascination.
Yes, yes. A number of my friends and I have continued to work with this. And we're very co-ed, too. We often have at least 30% women on board. And it's an interesting observation we've made over the years. The men have a lot of horsepower, but the women have a lot of endurance. It gives you a whole new appreciation of your ancestors when you find out the wind's blowing the wrong way, and the only way you can get there is by keeping rowing.
And in addition to that kind of ancestral coming full circle, I understand that the full circle of the film is also part of your story because your ships appear on television.
Yes. The most recent appearance of the Fear Draca was on The Quest for Arthur, which was an independent production shown on the History Channel, in which we played not only the Anglo-Saxons rowing in one direction, but the Normans rowing in another direction, and the Bretons rowing in a third direction. Generally, any time they needed a ship, they used footage of our vessel. So every once in a while, I'll be watching a program on an early medieval period, and suddenly I'll look, and there's our ship going by.
So you are the stock shots of 10th century...
Seem to provide some of the stock shots for that, yes.
Now, if your mother hadn't happened to have taken you to the Vikings in 1958, do you think any of this would have come about?
I really don't think so. I really think that's the core of it. I might have decided on a creative career in piracy, which is the same job in a different date. the scenes where they are sailing across the fjord, and they're blowing this horn with this theme music from the movie, and there's this beautiful waterfall on the fjord in the background. It's just wonderful when you contemplate, you know, everything sort of coming together, and these graceful ships and the beautiful backdrop and the stirring music. You couldn't beat that with Thor's hammer. You really could.
And somewhere in your head, 47 years later, that image, I assume, is still rocking around as you're out there on the water.
Sometimes you're rowing up the Moonglade, the reflection of the moon in the water, and the crew is singing at the oars. And it's like being in an entirely different world. It's like no other sailing I've ever done.
Sounds great. Bruce Blackston, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
If there's a song or a book or a painting, any work of art that inspired you, please tell us about it. You can reach us through our website, studio360.org.